You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Tonight is the 23rd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445. Inshallah, in tonight's talk, we will highlight 7 different issues. The first issue we will highlight is, Ma hiyal Yahudiya? What is Judaism? And what crime did the Jews commit? You need to understand this topic in the light of the noble Quran itself. Number one, the Jews, what we call the Jutlas, vis-a-vis Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What did the Jews say regarding Almighty Allah himself? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naqal kufar kufar nabashad, naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. They said, the Jews said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. And the Jews said that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's hands are fastened, meaning he has become very, very stingy. Why is he telling us that we should spend in the path of Almighty Allah? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala responded and said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Almighty Allah fastened their hands and they became stingy. And they were cursed because of what they uttered and announced and pronounced. Well, now you brothers, majority, you don't know Afrikaans. But if you knew Afrikaans, then you will know there are 2-3 nice, wonderful sayings in Afrikaans. You are so stingy, kanjus and makhijus, just like a jutla. There's a translation, you see. So we use it even today. And in Afrikaans, they use another sentence as well. A goeie Jood is a goeie Jood. A good Jew is a dead Jew. A goeie Jood is a goeie Jood, you see. But now you motas, you don't understand Afrikaans, what can we do? So anyway, now we take the Jutlas and the prophets and messengers. What does Almighty Allah say in their interaction with prophets and messengers? Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 87-88. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla taught us that they are the people. What they did to the prophets and messengers, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبَتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. One group of messengers, they martyred and murdered and killed. And the other group of prophets and messengers, remember, they rejected and they said, we won't believe. Take, for example, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Zacharias, and Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. I will use some English terms. We have many non-Muslim listeners, alhamdulillah. So John the Baptist, as you say, they, the Jews, murdered and martyred them as well. And the other prophets, they rejected them and tried to assassinate them. You take Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They said Ibn Zaniya. He is a son of a harlot. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Aliyazu billah. They pass aspersions and criticized him, Jesus, and his beloved mother, who's Maryam al-Azra, Maryam al-Siddiqa, Maryam al-Batul. So remember Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin. Quran says, wa ummuhu Siddiqa. She reached the highest rank a lady could reach, and she was extremely truthful, and she was Batul. Batul means that she turned away and moved away from a toxic society to a pure, chaste place. So we should know all this here. And then when they were told, you are murdering the prophets and messengers, and you are trying to reject them like they rejected Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what they said? وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. They said, on our hearts, there is a cover, there is a veil. Allah says, there is no veil, ajutla. What is the truth of the matter? Bal, nay, there is no cover. لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That Allah's curse is upon you. And very, very few. Qaleel means few. And Qaleel amma. In those of you ulama students, we should know this. Ma ibhamiya li ta'kid al-qillah, which means that extremely, extremely few people among the Jewish community will embrace Iman and Islam. And that Quran is telling us in chapter 2, verse 87, verse 88. Quran Sharif vis-a-vis Almighty Allah explained. Jutlas and Jews vis-a-vis the prophets and messengers explained. The Jutlas and the divine books and scriptures. What Quran Sharif states? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَعْضِئِهِ. They change the text of the Torah. They change the interpretation of the Torah. You must remember that the previous books and scriptures, Almighty Allah did not take guarantee that it will be preserved and protected. Almighty Allah said, we must tuhfidhu alay. You the rabbis, you the clergy, you the priests, you must guard it. Instead of guarding it, the Jewish rabbis, the Christian pastor, pope and priest and clergy, they went and they brought about the harif. They corrupted the text and the meaning of it and so forth. Therefore, you have so many different versions of the Torah, of the Bible, of the Gospel, that even the virgins are confused today, or they are blowing their fuses, you must see. And then I challenged them 1,000 times already. I now every lecture of mine, the Juttas, they record. I said, oh Pope, you read the Bible, and even today, he wants to bless the gay marriages, the Pope Francis. You must remember, so therefore I told him, Pope, you carry on like that, then there's no hope for the Pope, remember. So anyway, let us go on. So I told him, Pope, that what you must read for us, just one person in the Christian world, read the original Injil Gospel from cover to cover by heart in the original language. Not one person can do so. We have millions, male, female, adult children, who have memorized by heart the noble Quran, Maulana. This I mentioned now, Ramadan Mubarak is near. Next week, Saturday, is first Rajab, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And we'll be reading the dua, Allahumma barikana fi Rajab wa Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan. As mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, that when the month of Rajab starts, Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during the month of Rajab and Shaban, and spare us for another wonderful and great experience of month of Ramadan, inshallah. So you see that they did not respect even the divine scripture and book, remember that. Then you see angels, they say, Jibreel alayhi salam, we hate him, the Jutla said. We love Mikael alayhi salam. Allah condemned them and said, Kul man kana adu wal Jibreel. That who is the enemy of the archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, he is the enemy of Almighty Allah. He is the enemy of all the angels. In Islam, everything is comprehensive. We have to believe in every prophet and every messenger. You can't pick and choose. You have to believe in all the angels selected by Almighty Allah. You have to believe in all the divine books and scriptures. You can't say I'm believing in one and rejecting the other. Once you say that, then it is akin and tantamount to you rejecting all of them. So we need to know that as well. So Almighty Allah, prophets and messengers, the divine books and scriptures, the angels, and then Muslims. What are the interaction of Jews and me and you Muslims? Chapter 5, verse 82. If you don't understand chapter verse, just go to the ending of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews, and see what Allah Jalla Wala states. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now, presently, currently, and in the future, your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said that every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. You just have to look at the world of politics and the unholy alliance between Israel and India, whole countries treating their Muslim citizens and people who lived there for centuries as third-class and fourth-class citizens. They have a different law for the Hindus. They want Hindu iftar. They tell the Muslims openly, Jao, Jao, Pakistan, Jao, Jao, Kabristan. You pack up and go Pakistan or we'll send you to Kabristan, to the graveyard. And you know that they are speaking about depopulating Palestine and depopulating Gaza al-Mubarakah. Now they are saying they want to send the Palestinians to Congo and so forth and other countries in Africa, as though as in their grandfather's land. So we must be clear on all these issues. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We don't have to compromise our religion. It's for all time and all places. So that's the first point you must understand. And then the same people, they were masters, and today also they do the commit the same crime. And what is that? Then they look for healers. Then they look, you must remember, for loopholes and shortcuts and so forth. Go read Quran, my brothers, and then you will understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verses 164, 165, 166, 167, what Allah says. You see, Stenga, Guaduguza, call whatever you want to. You are very, very near the ocean. So they were very, very near the ocean, the Jutras, Hadirat al-Bahr. Almighty Allah told them on the Sabbath, on Sabt. Sabbath means now. The night precedes the day. So the night of what you call in English Friday night, Laylatul Sabt, that is the beginning of Sabbath and Saturday. So Friday sunset to Saturday sunset is Sabt. So Almighty Allah told them, you're living there by the banks of the ocean, you're on the shores there. So every day you can do fishing. But Saturday, you're not allowed to do fishing. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, that every day no fish came. Saturday, the fish are jumping up. Hey, Jutla, how are you? No, sir. Hey, Jutli, how are you? You see? So the Jutla said, these fish, we must fix them up. You see? So now from the ocean, they made pathways into their houses. So now the fish started coming inside. They say, Allah, we didn't fish. The fish decided to come to us. See, that's Jutla. You must remember that. So Almighty Allah says, you want to play with my deed? You want to violate the Sabbath? So we will show you a lesson. Go read Quran, chapter 7, verse 166. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Almighty Allah says, we commanded them that those who are making a mockery of the law of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, you become, and your metamorphosis will take place, you will be transformed into monkeys and despicable. Chapter 7, verse 166. Chapter 5, verse 16, Almighty Allah says, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah transformed them into swines and into monkeys. The only nation, Allah says, and this is not figurative, this is literal meaning, physically, they were transformed and a metamorphosis took place. They became swines and they became monkeys. So today when they speak about Lucifer, today when they speak about the Darwin theory and evolution, we say, yeah, it's right for you because you all believe in it. Your father, grandfather was a monkey and chimpanzee and all these type of things. So that is right for you, not for us. You must remember this that. So this is first part finished, Jutta story finished. Second story, Mahiya Sahayuniya. What is Zionism? You see, we Muslims also be very simple and naive in these kind of things. We think that every Jutla is a Zionist and every Zionist is a Jew. Totally wrong there. Those of you who are elderly, you the trustees and so forth, you will know. Our Johannesburg airport from where I came on Wednesday. So you must remember in the olden days under apartheid, it was known as Jan Smuts Airport. Jan Smuts was a Zionist. He's Afrikaner, but he's Zionist. So you get certain Jews, Gideon Levy and them, they're not Zionists. They're anti-Zionists, you must remember. So majority of Jews, you can say, are Zionists, but not all. And you will get Christians, you take Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, Joe Jonas, a genocide Biden. So he says, I'm a Zionist and so forth. So you must remember that. So you as a Muslim need to know what is the meaning of Zionism. Quickly, Zionism means that their slogan after World War II was this, the Zionist slogan. They are the people without a land. So Europe kicked them out, the Jutlas. They said, we don't want you. You are a cancer to humanity. You are a cursed nation. So they now beg sympathy of people and so forth and said that we are a people without a land. So that was right. The Jews were a people without a land because of their treachery and so forth. And they were punished by Hitler and so forth. Then next one, the second part of it, totally incorrect. And they said, there is a land without the people, meaning Palestine. How can you say a land without the people when they had a whole state there, they had so many but thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. But this was the treachery of the white man, white hegemony. So remember that, and they gave them Palestine, occupied Palestine, became Israel on the 14th of May, 1948, and that's the first dream. There's the first part of the agenda fulfilled. Yesterday Palestine, today Israel. 1967, fast forward. So they said, what is good Israel? No good. We must have a capital. So in 67, they came and they occupied the land of Jerusalem and surroundings and what have you. And they said, this is a smack in the face of every true Muslim. So we can't say every Muslim. Half the Muslims, we don't know. They sit on the fence. Anybody who sits on the fence, you are committing a major, major offense. Remember that. So remember, we must use the word is a smack in the face for every true Muslim. So they said the eternal and undivided capital of Israel. So this is agenda number two, that now that is fulfilled. Agenda number three is this. Look here, brothers. All of you, I'm sure in this masjid I show you, but you know, you have selective amnesia. You take too many tawizes and you forget also. See here, this is the flag of Israel. It's a white flag. It's got a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom. In between Star of David. The blue line on top, blue line at the bottom is not decoration and beautification. It's a smack in the face of every true Muslim. Min al-Furati ilan-Nil. From the Euphrates River there in Iraq. Right to the River Nile, there in Egypt. And it suits them fine, the status quo. Iraq is full of Shias, majority Shias. Shias are kuffar, and it suits them fine. The founder, you must remember, of Shiaism is who? He was, you must remember, the founder of Shiaism was a Jew. Never mind our books, go read their books, you will find. The book's name is Rijalul Kashi by Allama Nobakhti. So they call him Allama Nobakhti. So remember, in there he writes, the Muassis and the founder of Shia Azam was a Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah. So your books are writing that. And this side, Egypt also, it shows them. Fine. They got a pharaoh there, Sisi. Sisi's mother is a Jewess. If you know anything of Judaism, how are you classified as a Jew? If your mother is a Jew, so remember, you got the video on that. Or is your watch? You, just turn it around. Your watch is striking me in the face. Yeah, you share, yeah, right. So, I'm wondering what. So, anyway, you must remember this, that something was shining here. So, I said, what, you got the video on? So we don't want no videos and all of this. Okay. So I'm telling you, the side they got the Pharaoh sees his mother is a Jewess, so he's classified as a Jew. It suits them fine. So that is Eretz Israel, already the greater, larger Israel. And the fourth one, this is the trouble going on currently. So you see, those of you who've been to Aqsa al-Mubarak, you saw the big, big walls around there. And here I told you in the flag, in between they got the Star of David. Just like the Shias. The Shias say, no, you must have the 12 Imams. Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar. The same thing the Shias say. It was the Jews say, the Jutra say. That we must work with the lineage and the progeny of David, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So there are a lot of similarities between Shias and between the Jutlas, remember that. Anyway, let's carry on. So now, if you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, you will see the huge, huge walls everywhere. So there's 36 acres. All that is part of Aqsa. There's not one inch, there's not one millimeter, centimeter belonging to the Jews. But you know propaganda. Jews believe you must lie so much, and then it will become Israel. You got the message? So then they call it a Hasbara. Hasbara means propaganda of the Jutlas, you must remember. But now, inshallah, it's coming to the end, as I'll explain to you. So remember, this is the battle raging on now. So they got the temple movement. You should be aware of all those Muslims, all listeners. You can't be in dreamland all the time and Alice in Wonderland, you know. So you must remember this, that in front, the building, the structure is Aqsa, Masjid Tibli. And at the back is Qubbatul Sakhra, built by Abdul Malik bin Marwan in the year 82 after Hijrah. From there, he, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went for Mi'raj. Makkah Mukarrama to Aqsa al-Mubarak Isra. Beginning of 15 Supara, beginning of the chapter 17 verse 1. And beginning of chapter 53 Surah Wan-Najmi and first 18 verses, Allah speaks of the journey of Mi'raj, the ascension. So nevertheless, the point I'm making here is this. So they say the temple movement, openly they're declaring this now. They want to demolish the Qubbatul Sakhra, Allah forbid, the dome of the rock, and they call it Temple Mount. They want to replace it with Haikale Suleimani. Now, as their soldiers go into Gaza, they are giving them stickers to put on their uniform. And what is that? The Temple Mount. Be ready, the temple is prepared. And now we're going to abolish and demolish the Dome of the Rock, and Allah forbid, and replace it with the Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. So that is why it's called the Temple Movement. I sent it out today. If you're on my groups or my Twitter X account or Telegram, you will find it there as well. So you must remember, this is Zionism. Now one point here, people wonder, for what the Christians? They, the Jews, are saying, Jesus is Ibn Zaniya, is the son of a harlot, Allah forbid, of a loose lady. That's an insult to any human being, and for the Christians as well. But how come they are working, colluding with the Jews and so forth? So they have a hidden agenda, the Christians. When they say like Biden and them, that they are Zionists and so forth, it means that we must side with the Jutlas. And when we side with him and build the temple, then that will expedite the coming of Jesus, and Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come quickly, and then we will confirm, you must remember, first of all, we will confirm that and make them into Christians. So they say, we will make the Jews into Christians after the second coming of Jesus. So that is their hidden agenda and so forth. Obviously, we reject it. Those of you who want to do serious reading, you should read these two books. I have both, alhamdulillah, both in English. Forcing God's Hand, Grace Helsel. And when I was in America, there one person, mashallah, gave me this book. So you should read it, a masterpiece. How they believe and what they say in the Palestinian issue. Forcing God's Hand, there's a title. And the second one, Prophecy and Politics. This lady was so sincere. Whether she died Muslim, non-Muslim, that Allah knows. I don't think she died as a Muslim. But she stood for the Palestinian cause, you must remember. And the second book also, she highlights the Palestinian issue very well. And what she writes, I wanted to see what it means to be an African in America. She's white. She underwent the operation to become dark in complexion and just to go and see what it is to be an Afro-American there in America and so forth. So she wrote some great, brilliant books, Grace Helsel. You just Google it, you will find it. So that is your Zionism. Third, Hamas. What is Hamas? Wama adraka mal Hamas. Hamas is an acronym. And Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyya, the Islamic resistance movement. The Juntas came there as invaders and squatters to Palestine after World War II, 46, 47, 48, Israel was established. So just say 47 to make it easy for you to understand. They had three gangs. They massacred the Palestinians. One was the Stern gang, one was the Irgun gang, and one was the Haganah gang. These three gangs subsequently became the Israeli Defense Force. Now there is no more Israeli Defense Force. It became Israeli Diarrhea Force. You see, they can't, you know, the Arabs, they can't pronounce peace. They can't say Pakistan. They will say Pakistan. So these Jutlas and Zionists, they can't pronounce Ha. They can't say Ha, Hamas. So you will hear them when they speak, you say Hamas. So I tell them in Afrikaans, because they listen to me, I say Hamas as Khan for Yala Hamas. You understand? That Hamas is going to make diarrhea come to you from front and back. You'll be messing everything. When they go into Gaza, they wear 3, 3, 4, 4 diapers and go. You must remember that, because they know there's no chance there of changing. The only change will come after they freck. If you don't understand, freck is another Afrikaans word, and that is to die like a dog. You understood? So you must understand these things here. So we call them the Israeli Diaper Force or the Israeli Diarrhea Force, you see. So they came in as squatters, invaders there. In Arabic, we have a very nice saying. One day I tried it out on X and Twitter to see if it goes. Sometimes I just play and to see if it goes. It went through. I wrote there in Arabic, we have a saying, Sam min kalbak ya akulka. That you have a small puppy, you feed it very nicely, then it becomes a big bulldog, it eats you also up. So that's exactly what the Jutlas did. They came there as squatters, as paupers, they had nothing. The generosity, magnanimity of the Palestinian good-hearted people, they gave them food, they gave them shelter, they gave them, and then they start eating them up and say, this is our country. This is what really happened. So you need to understand that. So that is your Zionism. Third one is Hamas. So let's say 47, the Jutlas were there. Hamas only came into existence 1987. Who is Hamas? Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, rahimahullah. Now you must remember, is 20 years approximately since they martyred him in Gaza. Further time, Apache helicopter came, attacked him, and his body was torn to pieces, and he passes away as a martyr, as a shaheed. But who is he? He is a paraplegic from his neck downwards. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man aada qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allahu jalla wa ala, man aada li waliya, faqad aadantuhu bil harb. When you cause harm to my awliyaullah, my khasan khuda, my special servants, I Allah wage war against you. Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, for 8 years after that, and he came to Aqsa with 2,000 army, which led to the Intifada and uprising in Palestine. After that, Allah put him in Sakarat for 8 years. The best doctors, the best specialists from Europe, America, everywhere, no one could help him. He died like a dog, remember that. That is Ari, and they call him, how they call Benjamin Netanyahu, BB, they should call him Ari. So Ari died like that, 8 years Sakarat. So, second person, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, he became Amir. Do you know who's Abdul Aziz Rantisi? Abdul Aziz Rantisi is 5 years old. He saw what the gangs did. They took the Palestinian village and they put them against the wall and they executed them. And he was 5 years old. And this hit his memory, hit his heart. He said, one day is one day. Allah is there. He will help us. Ya muntaqim, ya muntaqim. Wallahu azizun dhuntiqam. Allah is the possessor of retribution. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. So remember that. And he was the person who started with Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, rahimahullah, to start the Hamas movement. Then he also got assassinated. Now the third person is Ismail. I met some of them, alhamdulillah. So Ismail, we say it openly, what we have to worry about is Juttas and Haramis. We don't worry about them. You must remember that. We must speak the truth. So you must remember these type of things here. Yeah? So the point I'm making here is this, that this Hamas, the third Amir Nai Ismail Haniya, is there in Qatar and so forth. Who's running the operations in the tunnels? Do you know what are the tunnels? Underground tunnels in Gaza, not Gaza, Gaza. Gaza fiha al-izza, Gaza fiha al-baraka, Gaza fiha al-rahma, Gaza fiha al-nusra. Allah special barakah, mercy, help, assistance, everything coming to Gaza. Who can survive for 90 days when you have so many problems? Only people with true iman. And yet they're attacking them. Today, the Jewish newspaper writes, I sent it out on all the groups, and I sent it out on X and Twitter and on Telegram. 12,000 Jutla soldiers now disabled forever, perpetually. This is jihad. This is Hamas. We are very proud about them. You must remember, and your Saudi Arabia, and your Emirates, and your Morocco, and your Sudan. Sudan, leave them out, which are a daily big problem for them. And your Bahrain, and Jordan, and Egypt, they normalize ties with Israel. They are traitors to Islam. My fatwa regarding the leaders, they're not Muslim. You can quote me anywhere. You must remember that. We need to be clear on this type. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We have to speak the truth, how bitter it is. So anyway, you must remember that is what Hamas did. So you must know about it. Who's running the operations in the tunnels? Yahya Sinwar. You know how many tunnels they built? If you take Tel Aviv and then you take Gaza, so remember that Gaza's underground tunnels are more in square kilometer than Tel Aviv itself. No Jutla can go inside there and he don't get lost. And that's the last time he'll get lost, because after that he'll be sent to Jahannam and so forth with his uniform and his diaper and everything. Yes, if they take them hostages, they look after them. Yahya Sinwar, 22 years he spent in an Israeli prison. In prison he mastered Hebrew language. When they took the hostages, he's speaking to them in perfect, fluent, eloquent Hebrew. The children started loving him. The children are kissing Yahya Sinwar. He's giving them sweets there in the tunnel. The Israelis are looking at what's happening, you know. So you must remember, they get all the news. They see something funny going on here. So this is how, وَتُ إِسُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُ ذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever he wants. Allah does grace and humiliates whosoever he wants. So we should be clear. So Judaism, one. Two, Zionism. Three, Hamas. You must remember that. We are indebted to Qatar. We are indebted to Kuwait and all that. They are helping Hamas and so forth. We must be indebted to Iran. They kuffar, but they are helping. Hezbollah is Hezbollah Shaitan, kuffar, but they are helping. Houthis is not Houthi. It's Houthi with a sa. Ali ba ta sa. Ali ba ta sa. You must learn the proper Arabic pronunciation. Our people say Houthi, Houthi, because we just mimic the West, you know. It's Houthi. So they are Shias, they kuffar. We must make no mistake about that. But they're helping. We say Alhamdulillah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fadis. Sometimes Allah helps the deen of Islam via non-Muslims also. So that's number three. Number four is this. Masjidul Aqsa. What is, you must remember, the importance of Aqsa al-Mubarak for us as Muslims. It is al-Qiblatul Ula For 16, 17 months, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, faced there for their salat. It was 15th of Sha'ban, Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, writes, in Rawdatul Talibin, and then the ayat came down, fil sanati thaniya, in the second year, 15 Sha'ban, that Allah said, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You, Ya Rasulullah, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, turn your chihra mubarak, your countenance mubarak, your anatomy, your jasad athar towards the Baytullah. So it is al-qiblatul ula, our first qibla. And Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gets another distinction. Nobody in the world has that. He is sahibul qiblatayn. He is sahibul isra wal mi'raj. That he went for Isra and he went for Mi'raj, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He faced both the qiblas. These are all the manaqib, the virtues, the merits of the Master Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masjid al-Aqsa is that place, my brothers. Nowhere in the world did it happen. Quran speaks of the Surah 3, verse 81. You, the Anbiya and prophets and messengers, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You must believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you must assist him. But how are they going to meet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Master alayhi salatu wasalam came from Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa? All the prophets were there. They met the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They renewed their pledge. We are going to assist you and help you, Ya Rasulullah, in your mission and so forth. To tell the world that you were, you are, you always will be the last and final messenger for all times, all places. Where did this take place? In Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. There is not an inch in Aqsa where a Nabi did not make sajda, where an angel, a farishta, and a malak did not glorify Almighty Allah. That holy land we should do. Nabi Musa alayhi salam cries to Allah, Ya Allah, let me pass away bi ramya hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Bi ramya hajarin min al-Aqsa. Let me pass away a stone's throw away from Aqsa al-Mubarak. So see how great and majestic the land is. And our Palestinians learn, my brothers, what the children are doing. The children tell the Israeli Defense Force, come. What they got? Nothing. Only iman in their hand, few stones in their hands. And then, when the Israeli army comes, they're hiding in different strategic places. And they start throwing, and the stones start flying in different directions. And they say their slogan, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. And I saw it myself. We've been 5 times there. Now the Jutta say, AK is too khafarnat. It's too dangerous. They don't want to allow me in there. So I asked them, why you don't allow me? He said, no, you're dangerous. You can't allow me. Jutta. So you must remember that it's your weakness you don't want to allow me. You understand? It shows how weak you are. You say, what AK, what we can do? We're not AK-47, we're AK-255. You know AK-255? So AK-255, Ayatul Kursi, and verse number 255. So you come with AK-47, we come with AK-255. We'll still beat you with the Ayatul Kursi. So anyway, you must remember this, the point I want to make, my brothers. So Aqsa, remember, is that holy, holy place, and the whole of Palestine, not only Aqsa. The whole Palestine is Al-Ardul Mubarakah, Al-Ardul Muqaddasah, and if there is peace in Jerusalem and Palestine, the whole world will have peace. وَنَجْجَيْنَاهُ وَلُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah rescued Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Lut alayhi salam, and made that land Mubarak for the whole world. Go read the book in English, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace, and you will find the details there. So the Jutlas we discussed, the Jews, the Zionists we discussed, Hamas we discussed, Masjid al-Aqsa. You, South African, what should you do? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, when he refurbished and rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa, he made various du'as, hadith sahih, in Sunan Nasa'i, in Sahih ibn Khuzaimah, and then he made this du'a, Man ata hadhal bayt, who comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no hidden agenda, ulterior motive, kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu, you will come out so pure and cleansed from your sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth. When I went first time, 1989, myself, my wife went, we went to one Palestinian shop. So I was speaking to him in Arabic. He said, from where you come? I said, Junubi Africa. He said, why you come? I said, to read Salat. He said, you came from Junubi Africa just to read Salat. There's no tijara, ziyara, no business. So he said, no. So he gave me a frame also. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab wa harraraha Salahuddin wa may yuharriruha al-an. Conquered during the time of Umar al-Faruq, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda. Liberated by Salahuddin, Saladin the Just. Wa may yuharriru al-an. Who will liberate it now? Question mark. He said, come, I want to show you something. He went to the police, the way he shouted at police, even I was wondering what's going on. He said, this man come from South Africa, why you not show him Aqsa? I'm thinking I am in Aqsa. But I just kept quiet. He said, Aqsa is not only the ground level, the original Aqsa is there in the basement. And this shurti, this police is going to take you now. He must be some big shot also. So he told us, come. It was so dark there, you know, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. You know how it goes. Maghrib time also, you guys are low-shedding, isn't it? Yeah. I could hear Maulana's voice go down. It wasn't Maulana, the ANC came into impact. Then the generator came, Sista So came, you know how it is. So anyway, the point we must remember is this, that, so he took me there inside and showed us a lot of things there. So next time you go to Aqsa, don't just go on the ground floor, you must go into the basement. That is the original Aqsa al-Mubarak. So we must know that, how holy it is. Next discussion, 7th October. What is 7th October? The Jutlas, the Western media, Zionist media say, yeah, you started it on 7th October. Let me remind you, go backwards. On the 4th of October, that Wednesday, Hamas warned the Zionists and the Jutlas. Hada huwa al-khattul ahmar. This is our red line. Don't cross that red line. There'll be big problems. That Wednesday, 500 settlers went inside Masjid al-Aqsa. And they desecrated Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. This year, but not this year. Last year, 2023, 43,000 plus Jutla settlers went inside Masjid al-Aqsa and they desecrated the sanctity of it. You see, Muslims, you need to wake up. You must remember that. You can't be Alice in Wonderland. Remember these things here. Thursday came, 1,000 plus entered Al-Aqsa. Hamas said, enough is enough. Friday, it is hundreds of thousands, 50,000 depending, and they read Jummah. Saturday, mashallah, they gave them a Sabbath they will never forget, you see. Then they took thousands of theirs, whether it's 1,200, 1,000, 100, whatever it is, they taught them such a lesson, no Jutla will ever forget, you must remember. And we are very proud what they did. We're very happy about it, you must remember. Our verdict is this. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. We must be clear on these issues here. So then, all the repercussions, they say they're defending themselves, and what you did, is this defense that you murdered 10,000 babies and children? 25,000 people approximately, according to our sources, are martyred and murdered. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةَ. Do you even know what is Gaza? Gaza is that land where Hashim is buried. Who is Hashim? Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great grandfather. You know, if you speak Mehmet, so you say, pa Busine Kenasi. You know what is Busine Kenasi? Busine Kenasi is you take roti, you take bread, you make small, small pieces, and then you mix it, you must remember, with the curry and gravy, and then you eat it. When I was very young, I'm still young, I think, you understand? I still get proposals, so I must be alright, you understand? So anyway, from those ladies, you know, they didn't know this man is old, cold, and tired, and retired, but still, you know, but. So anyway, brothers, so, I used to tell my mother, no, I can't do it, you must do it. Okay, but that is sawad achir. It's more tasty when you do it. Now, mother passed away in 97, so now we tell the wife, you do it, then it tastes better like that, you see. So that, sarid, you must remember Hashim Shah. Rihlat al-Shita, it was safe. The Quraysh were leading a life of poverty and squalor. He told them, O Quraysh, O Arabs, we cannot have self-sympathy and self-pity. We must become a nation that are fighters and resistances. He started the journey. Rihlat al-Shita, it was safe. Summertime, go to Syria. Wintertime, go to Yemen. The import-export started with Hashim. Understand what Hashim did. Hashim, your name is Hashim. Today you want to become Englishman, say Hashim and all. Say Hashim, what Hashim and all that funny, funny things. So you must remember that it means to be a baker and a person manufacturing bread and roti and so. And when the Hujjaj used to come, the Zahirin, they used to give them free of charge all that. Today you just make money out of the people. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَى الْإِمَامُ الشَّافِعِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ was born in Gaza. At the age of two, his father Idris passes away. And then the family made Mashura after the mother's Idda. And then they went to Makkah. And his first teacher of Al-Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i is an African teacher. Where is that Mona Bashir? Where are you, Mona Bashir? Yeah, you see, he read very nice. So I asked him what he's doing. He said he's teaching here. He read very nice, mashallah. So you must remember African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. At the age of 7, Imam Shafi is Hafiz already. At the age of 10, he bahated Mu'atta Imam Malik already. At the age of 13, he's teaching and giving lectures and teaching students in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. His teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, the African, he taught him and said, are you a genius? I give you permission, you can issue fatwa and verdict. In Medina, we had an African teacher, and Sheikh Omar Falata, I don't know if you'll know him. 49 years, he taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi. When we used to sit in his dars, in his lesson, we used to kiss him on his forehead, kiss his hand. What is Ghazza, brothers? When Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar entered, Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in front of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Till today, that mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar, from time of Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen. And when he said, this portion, the time came for Ghazza. He said, we need a master tactician to look after Ghazza. You, Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, you are in charge of us. Learn your history. A nation that does not know its history, there's no future. And a nation that learns its history will always be inspired for the future. Our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama, not every ulama. The ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama. Who died with death and they gave everything. Go study the history of Palestine. Go read the life of Mufti Amin Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. Go read Abdul Qadir Husseini, not just Abdul Qadir Husseini. Abdul Qadir al-Husseini, he went to Saudi, he went to the Arab countries. We needed arms, we need money. The same Arab traitors today, that time they laughed at Abdul Qadir Husseini. Abdul Qadir Husseini's name is written in gold in our history. And these Arab tenpot dictators, traitors, murtads, apostates, their name is written in rubbish. Understand what is our history. You hear of Qassam Brigade. Do you know who is Izzuddin Qassam? Izzuddin Qassam is a Syrian. And Izzuddin Qassam took on the British. When he finished them up, he took on the French. The French passed a death verdict against him, death penalty. He escaped and came to Palestine, to Jaffa, they say Haifa. So they changed all the names, and then he revived the spirit. He took the Palestinians. We have to fight. And what we're going to do? Imma al-Zafar wa imma al-Shahada. There is no surrender. Either we are victorious and we will beat the Jutlas, or either we give our life. That spirit of Izzuddin Qassam till today lives in the Palestinian children, men, women, and everybody. When they come to Aqsa al-Mubarak, men, women, children, some of them only come once a year. What do they say in front of Aqsa al-Mubarak? They say, Biruh, Biddam, Nafdika, Ya Aqsa. Oh, Aqsa, we will give our ruh, our life. We will give our blood. We will give everything. We will fall. But you, Aqsa, you must not fall. How many of us will do that? We see a water pistol, our huzu breaks. Is true or not true? Be honest about that. So think properly which side of the fence we are. Let me conclude with this. I quote it many times. It inspires people. I've been 5 times with Allah's help. Now the jutta say I can't come. Now understand? We'll go one more time. After liberation, inshallah. See, let me tell you 2 things. What time was that? 25 to. So there. So quickly I must finish up. Sahih hadith. Even Sheikh Albani wrote the Sahih hadith. Babu ma jaa fi ghazwatil Hind. Regarding the war against India. Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I met Sheikh Albani also in Amman, mashallah. I told him I got $1,000 in my pocket, you must give me books. He was so sick, he started laughing, you understood. I said, me, I'm not going, you must give me books. So he gave me some books, mashallah. So anyway, Isabata min Ummati, there are 2 groups of us, Ummah, fa'ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. Allah will protect them from Jahannam. Isabatun taghzul Hind, that army that will fight the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. Wa isabatun taghzu ma'a Isa ibn Maryam, and that army that will go with Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and they'll liberate the whole of Palestine and everything. See? What great, great word. Abu Huraira says, if I'm there, I will be in the first serve. If I pass away, ana min afdali shuhada, I will be one of the best martyrs. So, last one incident, then we finish, inshallah, then we make a short dua. So, remember this, that's 1916 ulama were invited from South Africa. We went, we were still under apartheid, and I was facing Aqsa. This 9-year-old boy, like this youngster here, you see, small, small. So, his name, Ka'aka, he was facing me. So, I told him, Ka'aka, come with me, we'll arrange for you. In the morning to South Africa, morning you go school, afternoon madrasa, like how we all study. See the answer 9-year-old boy gave. See, this is Palestine. He turned around and he pointed to Aqsa, Sheikh. If I go with you to your Junubi Africa, who will defend and protect Aqsa al-Mubarak? Think about that. How many of us are prepared to defend and protect Aqsa? Think about it. Anyway, with your money, with your du'as, our South African government, I don't support them on many issues. But what they did, next week, Thursday, Friday, in the International Court of Justice, there will be the big hearing. And every day, O Muslim, throughout the world, you should be crying, begging Almighty Allah. Our government is now, inshallah. And I met the lady Pando's son last week. Harun, he came to sit next to me. I told him, tell your mom, we are very, very happy what she did. She was the protagonist and the main person in this. She said, we must teach the Jutlas a lesson. Make dua. They are charged for genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Then that will be the end of Israel, inshallah al-Aziz. So that is our prayer. That is our hope and our aspirations. All of us should turn to Allah. Come, we got 1-2 minutes left, inshallah. We make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad yu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك فانهم لا يعجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم اشدد وطأتك على جيوش اسرائيليين وامريكيين واعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اخرجهم اذله صاغرين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We thank all the trustees, all our imams. We thank our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the trustees of Ansar, of Sajas FM, Brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal. And we thank our team here, Brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, my brother Dawood Munli, and all of you. Jazakallah khair. Azan will go now, follow to 90 Jamaat, inshallah. So we thank and barakallah, Allah accept. So last thing, always make dua for Palestine and for Aqsa al-Mubarak. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them a great, great victory and decimate those enemies of Islam and Muslims throughout the world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.